You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
This week on the Rome Podcast, we celebrate our 100th episode.
And we have a special guest.
Randall Sylvie from the Grolix Podcast.
And
Rob from Emotionally 14 and Talk Star Wars.
Hey, it's a dream come true, potting with four dudes.
Yeah, bro.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Gast.
Mr. Rob Gast. Happy birthday, sir.
Happy 100th birthday.
100th birthday. That's correct. We are now celebrating our 100th episode. That's 100 times I had to stare at your beautiful face.
Yep. You lucky bastard.
Those aren't the words I was thinking, but okay.
Yeah.
So what's going on? What are we doing for this episode? Because this is a little different. We're not going to do the standard opening.
Yeah. Football's over and everybody's tired of us talking about that. So what we put together is, because it is the 100th episode, we are going to pull back the curtain on the Roman Podcast, kind of the origin story, let's say. But in order to help us with this origin story and help us celebrate our 100th episode, I've invited a couple friends of ours. So first, I'm going to throw it off to the CEO of the EMC Podcast Network. Ooh. And co-host of the Grolix Podcast, Randy Sylvie.
Hi.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. Welcome to the Roman Podcast.
Welcome, sir.
Glad to finally be here.
Yeah. Well, I apologize. I'm sure you've heard in previous episodes, I don't wear pants. That's the way it goes. So
just keep the camera from the shoulders up and I'm good.
Well, now, there's a zoom on this and I'm going to figure it out.
And also, we could not celebrate our 100th episode without having our own personal UK correspondent, host of the Crazy Train Podcast, and I'll let him tell you all the other stuff he does. He does a million things a week, and I'm so honored that he has a few minutes for us this week. Rob Wade, say hi to everybody, Rob.
Hello there.
Hey, Rob.
Hello, hello, hello. First returning guest, I understand.
You are.
Yeah. That's true. We plan on having more of them. Less of them you, but I mean, you're here now, so.
Yeah, well, that's fine. What matters is the moment, Roman.
Yes.
That's right.
You know this well.
Yeah,
I'm
so
in
this,
the now.
This is
I'll remind you of those words when I'm cuddling you later.
Yeah, well.
Well,
you got fucking long arms.
So this is going to be the throw the other guy under the bus episode, and now we have four podcast professionals. Well, we have Randy and Rob and unprofessional.
I was going to say three and I'm also here.
Awesome. So to start things off, like I said, we're not doing headlines today. We're just talking podcasting, of course, with Randy doing his he runs a whole network, and Rob and I, we work with each other a whole ton on with talkstarwars.co.uk. So Rob, you want to start us off with this 100th episode?
Yeah, so I have a question for you guys, and I don't know if this is something, I apologize in advance if this is something you have covered on a previous episode, but I didn't come in on episode one. I think I kind of came in, I don't know, maybe half a dozen or something. We were talking about this the other night, Rob, and I wasn't quite sure.
Bi-curious.
Yeah.
All okay, right. Well, so next question.
That was the other conversation we had.
Oh, okay, right, second, right, right. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, the second one.
So you're living vicariously through Rob, I get it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
When did the show kind of take shape for you guys? So
1996.
All right. Wow. You took you a while to get to 100 episodes. I almost don't feel so bad about my output. So when did you guys get the idea to do a show? That's more my question.
Okay, Roman, go ahead. This was your brainchild.
Yeah, well, see, the thing is, whenever me and when Rob and myself used to get together and just chat, we would just burst out laughing because we just had so much fun. And so at one point we were like, I was like, you know, I want to do a podcast. We should get it, you know, kind of make it work out. But the logistics weren't working out. And also the whole idea of podcasting was still a little foreign to us. So we weren't exactly sure. how to make it kind of move forward. So I told Rob, I said, you know what, we need to do this. And I think I hemmed and hawed for about a year or so. And then Rob finally said, I bought all the equipment. I learned what I'm doing. Get on the show. We're making it happen. I said, oh, okay. we have been talking about this since we were teenagers, having our own show, kind of like, because we always had fun together, right? Yeah. We always entertain each other. Because we're simpletons.
Yes, we are simpletons, and we are very like-minded, and that's just it. I think the idea of this spawned long before podcasting was a thing, and then once it became a thing, we waited 5 years just to make sure it was going to stay a thing, and then we started to. And then we had to find out what were we going to do. We were going to do movie review or no? What yes. do we have common likes or we wanted to lean on the Canadian thing because it's with guys like Kevin Smith. Especially, he's a huge Canadian file, and there's a huge interest in Canada as a thing. I don't know why, Randy. Is there a reason for that? Is there a curiosity?
I guess it's a curiosity. I mean, obviously, I can't speak for all Americans, and I
know you can. For tonight, you can.
Because
go ahead.
There's a lot of crazy opinions over here. I think it's partially because Canada seems so similar, but a little different. Just right. a little bit different. And then, of course, the general stereotypes of sorry, you guys are so nice and all that. I don't know. It's kind of
it's a European America.
I think you guys get a lot of loving jabs, there's definitely the Canadian jokes and yeah.
Well, we have our accent. Our accent stems from where Rob is from. Our English is from that type of English. So we will have certain things where we don't have the English accent, but we still pronounce it the same way.
Right.
So when we deal with our American friends, they hear us instead of being hey, I can't get this in my pants, and then I'm gonna go dancing later. And then I kind of got this in my pants. I gotta talk to my dad, and so we have the different accent, and we're the only country where America will look at Australians and go, hey, that's a pretty cool accent. They'll look at English and go, hey, that's a great accent. They'll look at Canadians and go, you're saying it wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we hear an accent.
Yes.
Roman, I just love that your go-to sentence for explaining accents is, I've got this in my pants and I'm going to go talk to my dad.
More often than I can tell you, son.
Well, I won't pry.
Yeah, and we usually hear that from the guys in Boston that try wicked hard to talk, and they're telling us we have the accent. We're like, oh, do we? Do we?
Oh, really?
We've had, whenever the Yankees or the Red Sox will play the Blue Jays, they'll come to Toronto because it's easier to get tickets and it's cheaper for them to drive from somewhere in New York or wherever and come to Toronto to watch the game. So that afterwards they're at the bars and we'd end up drinking with a bunch of Americans. And then the accents would come out. But we've dealt with a lot of guys from Boston who didn't have the accent and were pissed off. Because only Southies have the accent. The rest of Boston doesn't carry that accent.
Right.
But every time we say, oh, you're from Boston. Oh, you're from Boston. He's like, fuck. What the? It's the same thing. He's like, oh, you're Canadian, eh? It's the same thing.
Yes. So, we had this, back to the original point, we had this idea and we were going to lean on the Canadian thing. Then Roman came up with the idea of headlines and we wanted to have the show evolve. So we were like, how can we make our conversations at Tim Hortons, and yes, I'm not saying that to be ironic, we actually would sit down at Tim Hortons and have conversations, and how do we package that to become a podcast, because that's where it is. So now headlines are, well, of course the internet's full of them, and the funnier, we're very explicit, so the funnier they are, the more we can riff on it. So the headlines are the catalyst that help spur our conversation. So instead of us talking about, what'd you do this week? Well, what do you think I did? I got a one-year-old and a teenager. And I worked and I looked after kids. So the headlines are the thing that keep our conversation rolling.
Yeah, and when we were at Tim Hortons having these conversations, we used to get the looks.
Yes.
Right? Or we would have these ladies say, do you mind? You can't, what are you saying? You can't say this out loud. And we were laughing. We were crying sometimes because some of the stuff we came up with. So Rob's like, look, we got to put this on air. So we built a format. But on that, when you guys look at our shows, they're all everyone that we put out, we name a show something specific, right? And then we also, whenever we do the little catchphrase at the beginning, We also put a couple words together. So on this week's episode, we name four different things. But for the show titles, do you guys know how we're pulling those together? I'm always curious if people can figure out where we're getting our titles from. Because it'll be like bear pudding.
Yeah, or right? camel beads or horse yeah. punch. Or
There seems to be a theme of animal objects going on for sure.
In that moment.
My favorite party game.
Yes. So what we normally do is we'll pull a couple words from all the news stories. We'll put the two words together that just make no sense, but it's funny, right? And that's how we title our shows. But we haven't heard anybody give us the feedback yet of saying like, oh, I figured out how you title your shows, because some of them are just, you know.
Well, yeah, they're a little wacky. And also, too, it's like we can only use like vibrator or porno or dildo once before. Like, we can't have every episode
yeah,
be named.
So
like,
many vibrator and dildo stories, too.
And lube. Yeah.
Lube, so much lube.
So
Rob
much
loves lube.
Plus, you also have to be careful with iTunes, because if your titles are
lewd,
you know, just riddled with curse words, they'll lynch you.
Yes.
Oh yeah, yeah. We're conscious of that too. Even though we do have the explicit tag, we know the certain words we can't use, so we don't use them.
Can I ask a question real quick along those lines of sometimes you guys go pretty hard R on the jokes while recording. Have you ever pushed it too far and then been like, I'm gonna have to cut that. I'm gonna have to take that out of the show. Is there ever stuff that hits the cutting room floor?
Every
because it's too extreme.
No,
About every second week. Yeah, there's a part.
Okay.
I know.
We get into it.
Yeah, I know Rob Wade. I know on Talk Star Wars, you guys put together After Dark Side, and that's your explicit show of all the editing room floor snippets.
Yeah, and even that has had a couple of moments before where it's, you know, something's been said and Mark turns to me, we're on Skype, but he kind of just goes, yeah, that can't fly. I was like, fair enough. You know, I leave it to him, to his discretion. I mean, with Crazy Train, it's pretty much most things go, you know, occasionally I'll trim something back. And it's usually because I'm not necessarily convinced that the humor comes across. And it just sounds like we're being kind of mean-spirited and shitty.
Yeah, and then Rob's been—he's pulled me back on that a few times. Where he's like, we just sound mean. He's like, that was a 10-minute rant. We cut it down to 2 minutes. I'm like, yeah, great. He's like, yeah, because we just sounded like assholes. I'm like, oh, okay.
Like, you know, more so.
More so, yeah. Usually, anytime it veers into politics or religion.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. We try to stay away from those subjects because we're not trying to alienate anybody. We don't care who you voted for. We're just here to bring some fun.
Yeah.
And then sometimes a joke will take a left turn and then I'll get halfway through a rant. Yeah. Sometimes a right turn. Yeah. But it'll then Rob will stop me and be like, whoa. He goes like, no, we can't go down this road. I'm like, yeah, you're right. Okay, let's stop. And then we back up and then we reload.
Because what we usually do, we record Monday evenings after work when I'm done work. And then we'll record the show and then I'll do the post and I'll publish it. But I'll schedule it to come out Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern. That way, Roman and I have all day Tuesday to jump into our Libsyn file. That's who publishes our shows and listen to it. And a lot of times we can get away with not, but if there's something we think is questionable, we can go back, listen to it, and then I got a day's grace where I can pull it off.
Yeah. Ooh,
cut something. Yes, exactly.
Well, luckily we haven't had to recut a show because of some type of event that's happened. Right? So we've said stuff and luckily we, you know, like a tragedy that occurred the next day. You know, and Rob's like, you know, oh, geez, we can't put this out there. Luckily, that hasn't happened. We were able to tweak a couple things, but for the most part, we didn't have to recut anything, which is good. We've got good timing. We're basically schmucks talking about people stealing pudding. So
yeah, we had that once actually. That happened to us. Well, it happened the opposite way around. So we actually cut something. We cut a joke about a beloved at the time beloved British TV presenter called Rolf Harris. And somebody took a joke too far and basically alleged that he was a child molester. and I was like, that has to go. Like, there's no way that's like. And somebody pointed out in the room that could be libel. You know, I guess it's slander. I'm not sure how it works with podcasts, but
I believe libel is written form.
Libel's traditionally written, but then obviously if it's pre-recorded and then released, I don't know if it's different. But anyway, it's like that could be dodgy. So all right, no problem. I cut it. So I was quite happy to cut it. Not a week later, the guy was actually brought up on molestation charges. Oh, wow. Like, we could have been right on top of that.
Yeah,
you should have kept the file and then added it in.
Yeah.
For the following show.
Prophetic edition.
Well, yeah. Anybody that listens to the Roman podcast, anything that I cut out that doesn't make it on the show, they know I cut the file out, put it on a thumb drive, burn it. Like, it's because if it doesn't make our show, there's something.
I just delete it.
Oh, well, I could save me a lot of money. Jeez, I'm burning all these thumb drives here, Philip.
Yeah, and the fumes.
Yeah, exactly.
Luckily, between Rob and myself, there isn't a specific group that we hate, so we're fine.
Yeah,
that's good. Even-handed.
Well, also too, we're talking about politics, and I know Randy, we've talked offline. We're very like-minded, but we keep it out because even when I've been on Twitter and I'll mention something, I've been told to stay out of it, Canadian, because I'll mention something about what's going on. South, like an hour away from me, south of the border, and it's like, what business is it of yours? Well, I
good day, sir.
You guys are the, you know, it's like sleeping next to an elephant. Like everything, the states does, we notice.
83% of our trading is done with the U.S., so anything that gets done there does actually affect us. So you know, but I know policies and politics. People don't want. I mean, Randy's ad, your promo that you have running on our show. At the end of the show, you know, as soon as he says Mar-a-Lago, you're like, whoa, you know, like, that's hilarious.
Yeah, it's good.
What were you going to say, Randy?
Oh, I was going to say the couple of times that we've had conversations, usually, you know, after off mic or whatever, about politics stuff. I'm actually usually like very interested to hear your opinion on it because you are from outside of the States. And assuming when we say politics, I know everybody has politics, but like, the U.S. likes to take the spotlight, right? So,
and you have. Well done.
Usually that's what we're talking about. And I'm always kind of fascinated to get an actual outside opinion because, I mean, it does affect everybody. Also to touch on what Roman was just saying is...
Somebody should touch Roman. What?
We were recording those promos for your show. And by the way, we recorded like 45 minutes of stuff and cut down two promos. But, my initial reaction, I was like, I have such a hard time not bringing politics into our shows, and I try not to, but I don't know. In certain situations like that, it just works so well.
Well, I mean, you guys discuss comics, right?
Yeah.
And there are mediums for political change and political views that are embedded in these stories. So I can see how that would be difficult for you guys because, like, some of them are literally written to try to change people's opinions and to fight against what they deem as something that, you know, is not correct in the world. So that I can see that being tough for you guys. For us, somebody stole a bunch of hockey gloves and some maple syrup. We're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could be a lot worse.
Yeah. And also, dude, the one thing we get is when we put out our shows, you make sure it's out on Wednesday. So that way, Thursday, Friday, if you got to commute, if you're by yourself and you want, I mean, everybody's just beaten over the head, whether it, and not only with the states, I mean, it happened last year with Brexit and everything else. Like, people don't tune into the Roman podcast to get our political views and the satire. Like, you know, I love talking about it, obviously, with Randy. We have had great conversations about it and offline, but that's just, we always try to veer our show. And it's not that we're, we can't worry about offending somebody. No, I talk about, well, you mean, are we bang that drum? Whatever you got to do on a weekend to get to work Monday, you mean, whether it's smoke a joint, suck a dick, you mean, as long as it's consensual and the other person is of age, have at her. Like, you mean, like, we're not worried about offending a certain crowd, but at the same time, it's just nobody comes to us for our politics.
I have the same thing. Yeah, I have the same ethos. Although I am actually the only person on the crazy train who successfully predicted President Trump, so maybe they should listen to me.
They should.
I predicted him all the way back before the primaries finished, so, you know, I got it. Well, I was bang on, you know. But like I say, there's an episode, actually, if you go back and listen, it must have been in the 40s somewhere, and you can hear people openly laughing at me when I say that I think he's gonna win. And then, like, the episode got released the week after the election, not deliberately, but just because, you know, that was the schedule. Yeah. Weirdly enough, we don't bring it up. They don't bring it up ever since then. It's almost like the
probably too scared.
It's a fool's errand.
like Randy was saying, that the U.S. likes to grab the spotlight, and they do. And if that wall goes up, those spotlights will be spaced equally all the way down that wall.
All right. Okay, moving on.
Kid, I love you, American people. You're so great to us.
Yes. Back to the original point. When we were coming up with this, we actually hit a spot. I can't remember when it was. I think it was early teens, where we started doing themed shows, like robber show or this show. And it's ironic that I do a ton of work with talkstarwars.co.uk. Rob, you're on the main Talk Star Wars show every week, mm-hmm. and you do a whole bunch of extra stuff with that, with the whole umbrella of under Talk Star Wars. Our worst episode was the May the 4th episode. Our first May the 4th rolled around.
It was our fourth episode,
and it's the numbers are so abysmal that nobody...
It is still our worst show. Like ever. If you grab your metrics and click lowest to highest, May the 4th be with you. Worst show.
That's puzzling.
Yeah,
it really is.
It's weird because...
Is your listenership just not, like, you don't attract Star Wars geeks or what? Like,
probably not. It's strange because I do all that work with Talk Star Wars, and we do fine on, I guess, because that's where they're going for their Star Wars. I mean, you're listening to Grolix, you're getting your comics info, and then you're not going to tune into us. So I guess people that like...
Yeah, but what's strange is that they didn't even start listening and stop listening.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we didn't even get numbers of people like halfway completing this or anything like that. We would have had close to the same numbers. But no, there was just like a... Oh, wait, May the 4th be with you. That sounds like something. I should probably not listen to it. We have no idea why they just didn't listen to it.
Oh, it sounds like they've tried. Ugh.
Yeah, exactly.
About to set something up.
So we had theme shows, and then it was getting... We were noticing when Roman brings the headlines, we say this all the time, I have no idea what he's bringing to the table. So he says it, and he gets my genuine reaction, and that's kind of our thing. But let's say if he's talking about a bank heist, and a funny bank heist, and we riff on it, but if I feel it's slipping, okay, you got another headline for us? Now he jumps on, oh, did you hear a truckload of dildos was stolen out of Laval, Quebec? Oh, really? Oh, tabarnak. I mean, then we go off.
Tabarnak, Poutine, someone stole my rubber dicky. Yeah.
So, see, there you go. See, so I was talking about Star Wars, now we're laughing, because I talked about... Mm. Rubber dicks and French people. But whenever I would say, oh, do you have another headline? And then it was the same theme. The show started to fall, and there was no catching it. Once you mine the funny out of it, you can't get anymore. So then once we ditched that kind of thing, and we just now, we love to talk about bank heists and robberies and all sorts of stuff, but it's not the only thing we talk about, because then we don't get dug into it like Star Wars. There's only so much funny Star Wars, and then it's like, oh, now you're just talking about Star Wars for this.
Yeah, and for us, I mean, after a while, people caught on that the theme was always Florida.
Well, yeah, Florida comes up in our show a lot. If it wasn't for Florida, we wouldn't have a show, because 99% of the stories that come out that we do come out of Florida for some reason.
I have a question about where you source, not necessarily where you source your news stories. I'm assuming various places online, but like, do you ever come across any, like, is there a time limit on yours? Do you ever come across any that are too old, or is it all game?
Most of the time it's fair game as long as it's entertaining, right? If it's a really older, much older story, then I'll say like, oh, this was from a while back. But most of them are recent, you know, majority of them are recent. But once in a while, when I was mining for themes and stuff like that, I would go, I'd go look online, and there's some places that had like, 120 of the weirdest stories ever told out of Florida or whatever. So I could pick and choose some of these stories, but most of them are fairly recent. Once in a while, I get some sent to me. Rob has sent a couple to me. The Botox Camel one that we just did recently, that was his.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Rob.
Did we release that episode yet?
Yeah, I've heard that one.
Okay.
It's one of those things. There's a few, I think it speaks to the quality of what you guys do, that now, when I see a headline like that, I think, I need to send this to Roman.
Yeah.
Because I need to hear what they say. I know what I think. I need to hear what they think.
Well, the irony is, and I, the odd time I'll stumble across a story, and I'm like, oh, it's maybe happened 5 times, because it's not... I produce the show, I do the editing, and I publish it and everything else. That's not my part of the show. And also, too, we lose that Rob's reaction. Because when he reads the headline, and it's boom, that's the reaction we want. That's my laughing, or hysterically, or shock, or whatever I have to say about it. That's what we want. So I rarely pitch an idea. So But the odd time when I come across a headline, I remember I sent one to Roman a couple weeks ago, and he goes, "Well, are you sure this is true?" And I had to step back. I'm like, "You actually fucking fact check this shit?" Like he's like, "Yeah, like I make sure it actually, like, yeah." I'm like, "Oh, I didn't know."
Even. Yeah. I've been burned once where I put a story out there and it looked to be true. And then the very next week I found out it wasn't true. And then I brought it out on the show and I called it out and I said, "Nope, that story I said last week, utter bullshit." There's funny in truth, right? And all comedy. I've done stand-up comedy. You know, I've done all kinds of sketch comedy, and what's funny is hilarious. That's why when you watch a comic tell you a story, and he tells you a real story about what's happened to him, you're lying a laugh track. You're like, "Oh my God, I can't believe this happened to this person." 99% of the time, they're just tweaking what actually did happen, or it happened to a friend of theirs, right? Like Louis C.K. when he's on the airplane saying that, like, the guy next to him was getting frustrated because the internet went out on the airplane. And he's like, "Oh, can you believe this?" It's like, we're in an airplane, you know, flying in a metal tube. It's like, and this guy's upset that he doesn't have internet. But in reality, it actually was him. He was frustrated and he tweaked it as if it was somebody else, right? So it's always whatever's true is funny. Because if you try to bullshit a story to make it funny, you can kind of get away with it. But the recall isn't there when you want to start riffing off of it, because then you've got to remember what you made up.
Yeah.
Right. So truth is always funnier. It's hilarious because who stands in the middle of the road calling 911 going, "I'm so drunk, I'm not moving."
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like if you start making this stuff up, then obviously it's just like, well, yeah, I can just make up zany shit too. Like somebody jammed her hand up a camel's ass. Oh, that's funny. Well, no, not, I just said that. That's being gross.
Oh, but if and somebody Jim Hintz in that camel, ha ha, and then it's done. There's nothing funny there, you know.
Awesome. You know what I'm going to do? We're going to take a quick break. We never do this on the Roman Podcast, but we've had a few messages sent our way, so we're going to listen to a couple right now. We'll probably tack on, you know, listen to a couple more at the end of the show, but we're going to listen to a few well wishes and
God. I thought it was like either my parole officer or it was like those messages from Grindr you signed me up for.
Yes.
But that's not cool. All right.
Or Tasty Nudes.
They do audio messages now.
Audio Tasty Nudes.
Oh. What? Was it just like slapping sound?
Awesome. Okay, so we're going to cut to that, and then we will be right back.
What's up, Roman Podcast? This is TJ Harder from The Harder Show, just giving a quick congratulations to Mr. Roman LeBeau and Mr. Robcast for hitting episode 100. It is no joke. I know how much work it takes to get to this point, so guys, congratulations. You guys have been very big supporters of me from the moment that we linked up, so thank you guys very much for that, all the kind words you've said about my show over the past year or so that we've kind of been in communication. I wish you guys all the success in the world for the next 100 episodes. You guys are entertaining as hell. You have inspired me to try and be better at this thing that we call podcasting. So thank you guys very much for all the inspiration, all the laughs over the past 100 episodes. I can't wait for the opportunity to jump on your guys' show at some point. And also, if you guys come on The Harder Show, I have so much I'd love to talk to you guys about. So one more time, on behalf of myself, all of my listeners, and the rest of the Podbeard Network, congratulations, Roman Podcast, on episode 100.
What's going on, gentlemen? It's Tim from the Nerd Room here, and I want to extend you guys a huge congratulations for reaching the milestone of 100 episodes. You both are truly one-of-a-kind podcasters, and you know what? You are my Friday go-to podcast. When I'm tired of spending the whole week listening to the wheels and the bus go round and round in our car, you know what? I click over to the Roman Podcast without my child in the car, I will say, for my fill of adults. I love what you guys do. You bring a smile to my face and you drive me through Friday into that weekend, into that beer, waiting for me when I get home from work. And I cannot say enough good things about what you guys do. So again, Rob and Roman, congratulations on 100 episodes, and here's to 100 more.
And we're back. So there we go. A couple messages helping us celebrate our 100th episode. That's really awesome, guys. Thanks so much.
Lovely.
And to start the second half of the show, I wanted to ask you both, Rob and Randy, but I'll start with Randy. What keeps you motivated and going with your podcasting? Like when it's obviously this is a labor of love. because we don't make a whole lot of money doing this, if any. So, what keeps you going? What keeps you coming back to the mic?
Really, for it kind of comes down to, like, I figured it out a while back. Somebody on Twitter was asking, you know, people, why do you podcast? And that's kind of when it clicked. Basically, because I'm fairly antisocial and I feel like I always have to be creating something. And if I didn't podcast, I probably just wouldn't ever talk to friends. So that's my way to create something while also talking to friends and having those conversations that I probably should have, because it's healthy to have fun with friends. Outside of that, like, I really dig the medium. Like, I like that anyone can do it, and really anyone can with,
well, you're on the Roman podcast, so clearly anybody and literally anybody can do it
with minimal investment and yes. No talent. No, you know, with minimal investment, like, anybody can do it, at least right now. And, so I really appreciate a medium like that. It's a truly free and open medium. And, yeah.
Awesome. Rob Wade, you have a very similar show to ours. Your Crazy Train show is, you mean, you get together with a few of your buddies and you literally shoot the shit like Roman and I do every week. So
that is literally it. That is all we do. It is billed as the comedy podcast with no rails. That is what, that's all it's about, is we sit and we take, you know, we start off with a kind of an intro, which is usually, you know, one person has something they just particularly wanted to talk about, and then we just go wherever the conversation takes us for anywhere from 25 minutes to 2 hours, depending on how much there is to talk about.
So is it you just discuss the topic, or do you take the piss out of each other, or what do you...
Oh, a little bit of everything. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely got those two bits in it. In fact, one of the most enduring jokes from the earlier shows, and it's like 37. So we're up to about 61, I think, now. 60 have been published, and then there's one in the mix at the moment. But in about 37, there was a question in from a listener, and it was, what would your dream job be? And we have this guy Blake on the show, who is one of my favorite people in the world. I love Blake to the absolute ends of the earth and back. He is a wonderful human being, but he is so easy to rip the piss out of, possibly because he's one of the nicest people in the world. And he's just such a sweetheart as well. So he, you know, we go around the room and people are giving a mix of silly answers and semi-serious answers. And it comes to Blake, and he's still, even though this conversation has been around the room, he's clearly still very flummoxed that we even asked him, that we deigned to ask him this question. And the first thing that comes into his head is a fucking red shirt from Star Trek. And, and the follow-up question is immediately, your dream job is the guy who is at best ineffectual and at worst dead. So now we have a t-shirt in our TeePublic store, which is just a picture of Blake photoshopped onto a red shirt costume that just says, dream big.
That's awesome. And I'd also, too, with the Crazy Train, it's a lot like Roman and I. I think Roman and I can get away with, when we, you know, pause the show like we've have a couple times during this episode, but nobody's noticed. Magic of editing. So either one of us can go to the other one and go, oh, I don't think, no, maybe you should take that back. Maybe you should. And because we've known each other for so long, and the friendship has been 30, 35 years, like, we can say that to each other and be like, oh yeah, you know what? You're right. And not, there's no offense. There's no, it's just, let's just try to get something out that's funny. And, you know, I mean, we don't want to offend anybody the wrong way. Like, we don't, as anybody's beliefs.
We want to offend them the right way.
The right way with yeah. Lewd.
So let me tell you, these days it's fear of the hashtag. That's all we're saying.
and also, too, with us, like, we're literally just a couple white guys from Sudbury, Ontario. So we could start by saying something. And it's like, and then when we listen to it back, it's like, oh, wait a second. That sounds really condescending or really bad. Like what do we, why do we have that opinion? And someone on the outside looking in and listening in, they might take it the wrong way. But the thing is, we know each other so well. I know exactly what Roman's saying. I know he's not trying to offend anybody. He's not trying to put his political opinion out there. He's not putting his foot down. It's just intuition I have with him isn't, you mean, the intuition of everybody, you mean, around the world that might be downloading our show.
Sure.
We'll make fun of towns back home, and we're like, oh geez, people back home are just gonna like, somebody's gonna call us out on this, and instead we get messages like, oh my god, you mentioned my town. They're so excited that they heard their town on the podcast that they really didn't care about the content. They were just like, that man is talking about us, man. Here we are, assholes.
Yeah, we were talking. I remember that. Yeah, we were talking about.
We totally suck. Yeah.
Oh, we were talking about some young ladies from a town adjacent to where Roman and I grew up. And they have a reputation of sorts. And they were so happy that they made it on the Roman podcast.
Nice. To kind of circle back to your question, Rob, to give you an idea. So like I say, we've been going for nearly 5 years. And in that time, we've just done over 60 episodes, which gives you an idea of how productive we've been in terms of getting together. But one of the things that we had to do very early on, I think by about episode 5, was put show notes that said, look, you know, we're just shooting to entertain here. Sorry if that misses the mark, because we did have a few issues like that early on. And what we ended up doing was actually kind of walking it back in the room and then leaving that in.
Right.
Because what we realized was somebody would say something, usually Omer, somebody would say something kind of borderline offensive, stroke completely fucking offensive, and it would get walked back in the room, and he would kind of, you know, elaborate and explain that he's not, you know, that he doesn't really think that or whatever. And we realized, yeah, we have to do that, because we've not earned the trust from the world to do that. We're 4 to 7 fucking nobodies sat around a microphone, and nothing much has changed in 5 years in that respect, except that, you know, fewer of them turn up now. So it's usually like 2 to 4 nobodies now. But, we had a kind of semi-successful blog platform before that podcast started, but we didn't really have any kind of, there was no insight into the personality and those things apart from what the written word, which is obviously probably the most difficult, you know, the most difficult medium to convey that stuff anyway. So we didn't have that kind of, we didn't feel like we had that goodwill and that trust banked that we could actually start towing the line without, you know, saying we're just kidding.
Yeah,
we're, you know, over time we've kind of relaxed a bit, plus also I'm a little bit more brutal with the knife when it comes to the edit. To the point where actually I've done it in the room before while they're sat there and just gone, yeah, you know what? That's so bad. That's going out now. It's done. Let's move on. And I only had to do that once, but it's just because I got really pissed off that day.
Yeah. I was going to ask, Randy, I know Roman and I, when we get ready, a lot of nights, you guys actually, because we're all on Skype, you actually saw how we actually start our shows. It's like, okay, you ready? We're this, we're that. And we're really excited about this one because we got guests on and it's our 100th. It's almost like shake it off. Okay, ready? Yeah, let's go. And you just turn it on. So with us, like, it is very much us, Rob and Roman. This is exactly, we are who, if you listen to our show and you meet us on the street, that's the same person. But it's exaggerated in ways. Mm-hmm. Like, it's Randy and I were talking before the show and you were mentioning something and I immediately went for the low hanging fruit and I grabbed the joke and I'm just getting ready to do the Roman podcast. But I would never do that on the street. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't, you know, make these lewd comments that right off the top of my head. So do you do that? Like, when you were doing the Grolic show, like, do you have to kind of get into your, it's not, character's the wrong word. It's like your Randy podcast guy.
Yeah, kind of. And actually this actually kind of touches on what Rob was just saying with Grolics. I definitely do, not to a point where I'm disingenuous. One of our co-hosts, Jesse, is a school teacher he works with elementary kids. So like, content wise, we definitely have restrictions on what we can do, because it, like, he could lose his job if somebody like heard something they really didn't like. And then also, like, I like the show to be fun and, you know, humorous. And if that means indulging in Jesse's affection for puns, terrible, terrible puns, like, I'll do it. So, you know, play up aspects like that. Yeah, definitely to a point. I'd say the only one who doesn't on our show is Melanie. And she just doesn't care. She's just going to be Melanie on there. And she's not plugged into the, like, she doesn't worry about any of the, like, again, like what you guys were just talking about, social issues. Like, I'm definitely very conscious. I'm on Twitter all the time. I'm very conscious of, like, how people look at that. And again, being just a group of white people talking about, in my case, talk about comics, but like you can actually accidentally step into something like unintentionally offensive easily that way. But Melanie's not plugged into any of that, so she just doesn't care. Yeah, so
yeah, just,
yeah. Let me tell you, there's a top 10 list of why Black Panther sucks. Number one.
No, stop. Exactly. Yeah, Rob.
For the record, I think it's fantastic. Nobody yeah, please, hashtag yeah. my life away. Jesus.
You're going to get some tasty nudes, that's for sure. You're going to. Rob, you're the same way, I'm sure, because I've talked to you lots, and never once have you greeted me by saying, hey, howdy, and hello.
No, this is true. I have that's a relatively recent introduction to the show, and it's mainly because the intro theme is relatively new to the show, and it's got that kind of almost like a Western
yep.
feel to
like
it.
Slide guitar, where, yeah.
Yeah, so it's basically just, you know, I kind of said to him I wanted a song that you could hear, you could imagine somebody telling a legend about over a around a campfire. That's what I wanted, and the guy fucking nailed it. Which is why I felt no compulsion whatsoever about, you know, no issue with paying him more than he asked for, because the guy just knocked it out of the park. That's neither here nor there. I don't even know why I'm doing that. I've paid the guy. He doesn't need any more of this fucking publicity.
Ball washing.
But yeah, exactly. So, yeah, the hey, howdy and hello things just kind of crept in as the show has been kind of, you know, westernized. It can't get much more Western than it is, but yeah. You know, it's since we had that theme tune that's kind of added in that little slide guitar twang, it's just felt right, you know. And before that, it was always very dry and hello and welcome, you know, hi, welcome to the Crazy Train, I'm Rob and this is Blake and here are some other assorted tossers I've collected over the years.
Yeah, exactly. So that's
well, what I love dearly, obviously.
That's more to my point, because you kind of have to turn it on. That's like with Roman and I, and you end up with these, it's weird, these little traditional things that you're not willing to give up, or it's hard to lose. Like I got that never ever said that anywhere other than on this show. Like it's just not, it's and the self-deprecating humor, and it's like it's yeah. kind of something we started, and even I've approached Roman saying, hey, you know, we've reached 100 episodes, maybe we can fucking lose something here, maybe. But you mean, and then we hear we talked to Randy before the show, he's like, oh my, that's my favorite part of the show, and it's like, oh,
oh yeah, oh man, that's the best.
So
yeah, but you're not wrong about not wanting to give stuff up, right? Because, I mean, for the first, I think, 35 episodes of The Crazy Train, Blake used to come in with a song.
Right.
And that was his intro. I would say, like, and Blake is here. And they would, and he would start singing a song, and he'd work Crazy Train into the lyrics.
Right.
With one exception, which is the obvious one, because that's just too easy. We've never actually done it. We've always joked that if we ever decide there's no more episodes after this one, he'll do that. And that'll be that's when you know that's the last one, is when he does actual Ozzy Osbourne Crazy Train as his intro. But he did it for like 35 episodes, and then I think he got cross because he managed to double up on a song twice, and it made him cross. No. So after that, it sort of just gradually, you know, just kind of fell to the wayside.
We do the same thing. We got, Roman says, it's, what did you call it, Simpson's Couch?
Yeah.
Like dysphoria or something with our intros, because we record our show like we're doing now, and then I back up the show, and once it's backed up, then we come back and record the intro so we can actually talk about or make jokes about what we're going to talk about in the show.
Yeah.
So to the listener, it's like, oh, they did the intro then the show. No, we record it backwards. And every week, while I'm doing my backup, Roman sits down with all the topics, what we talked about, and he comes up with the intro, and we try to mine a joke in there somewhere.
Yeah, okay. We'll put it all together. The four news stories. We got a couple words to kind of put them together, just so it's sometimes we'll change the wording a little bit, but also it has to be wording we've used in the actual news stories. And then to come up with the burn on Rob is like, I'm always having to write that. And once in a while I'll be like, there's a joke in here, dude, and I'll throw it to Rob, and Rob will be like, we'll kind of bounce back and forth, then we'll come up with something.
Yeah, and the more self-deprecating, the happier I get, because like, yes, and he's like, no, we shouldn't. I'm like, no, say that, because it's me. I don't, what do I give a fuck?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? So, and then again, but this has to happen in order to get the, there's certain things, so now... If we're like, well, you guys are going to find out when we're done recording, because we got to do an intro with you guys. So you'll literally get the peek behind the curtain.
So listener, if you're thinking about starting a podcast, because I have this exact same problem too, and you're like, hey, I got this great witty idea for a couch gag that we'll do at the beginning of every episode, just don't do it, because 30, 40, 50 episodes in, you're going to hate it.
Yeah, you're going to resent it. You're going to resent yourself.
When did we start doing it? When did we start doing it, Rob?
We started doing that. I'm not sure, because in the beginning, what I used to do, because I was so...
Like episode 50 or something, right? Like it was halfway through?
No, it was before that. I think, I don't know, I have to take a peek.
I feel like it was early on.
But I acquired, our intro music is from our good friend Corey Kotick up in Sudbury, and I know he records music all the time, and I knew he had something on his hard drive. And I approached him, and I was able to purchase the rights to use it for podcasting. You mean, so I didn't, that way we're not stepping on anybody's toes. And now... In hindsight, it was great, because now that we're on Spotify, anything we don't have any commercially used music. We're not using anything. You're not going to hear Michael Jackson's Beat It while we're doing our intro.
What was our first intro?
Just a drum beat
from
a drum machine.
The drum beat, and then we would just start talking.
Yeah.
Right. And then I said, you know what? At one point, I was like, you know, we should do an intro, kind of like this, little Joe Sonegato. You know, kind of like kind of give a recap. I think it's a little more interesting, where I was like, okay, well, yeah, we'll try that. And that was working out well. But now we're at episode 100, and we're like, okay, now I think it's time to switch it up again. You know, I think if we don't, you know, people like consistency, but sometimes it's good to grow and to try something different. So the news stories will still be there, but maybe less of them, and it'll be more banter. We'll see how it works out.
Yes.
You just lost half of your listeners.
I know.
Hey, well, I'll let me get back.
I don't know what it is, but I'm out.
Let me get them back. I still will not be wearing pants.
Yes. Yeah, so we have traditions like
rescued.
That. Roman doesn't wear pants. Our Tasty Nude campaign was a way to get our email address out. But instead of, I know it's the same thing on every show, but I do that little rant at the end of the show. But we wanted something, do we just give them our email? Well, no. And you mean I'm a married man, so I'll have a tasteful nude, like, you mean, like if you're at the Louvre in Paris and you're looking at these tasteful nudes, yeah, that's fine. But tasty nudes, and it's just a play on that.
That's a good way to get interaction too, like, because you've got yourself, like, speaking of low-hanging fruit, you've got yourself a built-in joke that everybody can come, and I know I've done it myself, like, hey, is it tasty nudes, you know?
Yes.
It's a like an icebreaker. For you and your audience.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the same thing with our review reach around. I know there's guys with 5-star ball wash. I know there's all sorts of... So there's such subtle differences. I'm like, oh, we need something. I'm like, review reach around. If you want to give Roman or Rob a review reach around, just leave us a star rating and review. And then Roman always insists on 5 stars. But I mean, I'm just happy to get anything.
And what I've been doing the last, I don't know, 20, 25 episodes is I'll grab one of the stories and I'll refer to that as a 5-star... You know,
camel reach around.
Yeah, it's a 5-star Botox camel reach around or whatever. And it's just something from one of the stories. I'll throw it in there with the 5 stars. And then just to kind of remind people.
We mentioned earlier, we ended up having that format where we ended up having themes. And then we ditched that because we had a hard time making the funny once we lost the funny. Once it went off the rails, sorry, Rob. But once it went off the rails, there was no getting it back. But then we had, I think it's episode 21. And it's titled Orlando's Bloom. And that's when those pictures came out of Orlando Bloom on a paddle boat, buck naked with Katy Perry. And the hang low on this guy is just, it's eye-popping. Not, you know, and I'm a heterosexual man, like, but still, you can't not applaud.
Well, I was saluting.
Yes. It was just, it's ridiculously big. So, but we started riffing on that. And it's like, we're not trying to be perverted, or we're not that show. But once we hit, that episode was when we realized, okay, this is what we are. We're going to make
perverted.
We are perverted. We're going to make the obvious jokes. That's where our funny is. And yeah, it's, you hear Kevin Smith talk about, all over my face, neck and chest and all stuff. Like, it's not, we're not trying to do that. We're just being us, but being very deliberate.
Yeah, no, we're going to go for the obvious jokes, but not the dad jokes. We're not you know, like, ho, 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 it must be young, dumb, and full of cum. Ha, ha, ha. No, I want to punch somebody in the face when I hear that stuff. You know, it's got to be creative. It's got to be in the moment. It's got to make people laugh. And that's what we like doing. And it's usually in the moment.
The moment. Not in the movement. That's separate.
That's someone else.
Awesome. Yeah, so this is it, guys. This is it. This is our 100th episode. This is fantastic. I wanted to thank you two for joining us, Randy. And of course, be sure you hear it on our show. Where it leads, the first thing you hear when you turn on Roman Podcast is the intro to EMC Podcast Network,
which is great. Thank you.
Oh, well, no, thank you. And we really do appreciate everything you do, because your interest in the show, and when you put your show there, especially with podcasters, a majority of your audience is other podcasters. Because it's their thing, you mean, and it's so awesome they have your support. And when we, of course, when we did crossed our promos, we love doing that. I don't think we have a generic promo we've ever sent out to anybody. We made one in the beginning, but we never used it because we prefer to make a promo, personalize it for our friends and our like-minded shows and shows we actually listen to, or if Roman's heard it or if I've heard it, then we can actually riff on it. This whole podcasting experience, it's weird for us because we look at we're not up there with Joe Rogan, but we've had our little minor successes. And then you're looking and you start counting the countries around the world where you've been downloaded, and you're starting to look at like, oh my God, we're getting a lot from this country. And this is weird. And it's very humbling. It's cool to have this little thing. So Roman and I will go lead our lives. He'll go on auditions and he'll go to work and I'll go to my work. And I got kids and we both got houses and stuff and bills. And then we got this whole other world that's on the side. So it's really, it's humbling and it's cool. It's now our little thing we have. And now we've made this Roman podcast, but with Randy, with all your support, and it's really awesome. And so thank you very much. And of course, Rob, our UK correspondent, like, we've become great friends and we've never seen each other face to face.
That's true.
Well, you are in the UK and
I'm fucking far away.
Very far away. So yeah. We're going to have to remedy that one of these times at a Star Wars celebration, or, you mean, we'll figure out an excuse. My mom is right off the boat from England, so I should really get my ass over there and see where I started. Not me, but personally. But anyway, Rob,
where the baby batter was mixed.
No, I think that was in Ontario, but that's none of my business. I don't want to talk about that.
I don't want to ask. Yes.
But Rob, thank you very much. I appreciate it, and I appreciate all your support and hearing your show like Crazy Train. It's almost like the UK Roman Podcast. It's not like when the state stole The Office. It's nothing like that. Sorry, Randy. but you mean it's the shows have similar tones, and it's like when you're listening, it's like sitting down with friends and you just happen to not be able to say a word because you're listening.
Yeah, well, it's my pleasure, man. You know, the number of times I've listened to the show with you, you know, listened to you guys and wished I could have been on, and then you were kind enough to make that happen for me, and that's just one of my favorite. You know, I've been doing this for, well, I mean, a couple of hours now. And in the 5 years I've done this, being on the Roman Podcast and being able to see you guys kind of grow into this and find your space has just been a joy to watch, and long may it continue.
Thank you. And of course, I'd be remiss if I didn't also think we're also on the Tangent Bound Network. I know Mark over there, we constantly with the retweets and the help and the promotion, and he's been fantastic. So thank you, Mark. And I think for myself, after hitting 100, just personally, I'll hand it off to Roman in a second here. I know I'm going a little long-winded, but personally, Roman, thank you, because this is your idea, and you're here. We do this every week, rain or shine, and it's something, I can't remember the last time I did something 100 times in a row. And yes, I know I was 14 once, blah, blah. We're not going to jump on that, right? I understand what show we're
on. The joke is there.
Yes, I see it. I see it coming. Roman, thank you. I love you. And I really, really appreciate everything you do. And this has been awesome for me. And one more person. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention my wife. I'm sure that some of us that are any podcaster out there that's married. And of course, I had a baby girl. I have a teenage daughter who's 14, and I had a Charlie was born. She's just turned 13 months, and this has all been happening.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah. So wow. This has all been happening while we've been doing this show, and she's sicker than a dog today, but she's with the baby while I'm recording this podcast, and her love and support. And it just, it's never an issue. And it's never like, I got to record a show on Saturday, or I got to squeeze in a show on Monday. It's never, there's never an argument, never an eye roll. It's just she's so supportive, and I love her to death. And Nicole, thank you so, so very much for everything that you do. And you allow me to chase my little whimsies and mull my flights of fancy. So I love you. Thank you very, very much. So, Roman, sorry, I was long-winded.
All right, so if you dudes are done blowing each other, it's my turn. All right?
Okay, yeah, great. Let's hang on. Let me...
I got a whole list of dudes to blow. You might want to go and get a beer.
Yeah, listen, this has been fun because when you end up by being on the creative end of it, you know, coming up with the stories, coming up with the jokes and all that, you end up by being a little rudderless. You need, you know, and Rob's that guy. Rob's that guy who will steer the ship. He'll call me up and, you know, he'll text me. And he'll be like, smarten up, get this done. We're recording on this day. I don't want no screw ups. No, he's not that mean, but he's like,
get your shit, you know, together.
We're doing this, get your shit together. We're recording on Monday at this time. And then when I show up late, he's like, what the hell's wrong with you? And I say, you know, like, it's not my fault. I'm the creative one. but thanks for everything you do, Rob, because you're the one who, even though it was my concept, it was you who put this together, it was you who drove the ship, you did all the research, you got the equipment, you forced me to straighten up and say, okay, let's actually do this. And we've done 100 episodes straight so far. We haven't missed a week.
No.
So I'm going on vacation. Fuck you. I'm done. No, I'm just kidding. and thanks, brother. Appreciate everything you do, man, because yeah, I know how hard you work. You do the editing, you know, and then you come up with, hey, we're going to do this promo. We're going to do that. And, you know, so good job.
Thank you.
And for the other gentlemen, what are you doing on my show? I mean, this is supposed to be about me.
The Roman and Rob Ball Wash. On a very special episode of the Roman Podcast.
No, but thank you for joining us, guys. I appreciate it. I always like listening to your content. It's always fantastic. And I'm still, with all the changes that we kind of want to make to the show, again, don't worry, listeners, no pants involved.
There you go. There you have it. So real quickly, guys, I just want to give you a chance. I'll start with Randy. Where can people find you and find whatever you do online?
All right. You can listen to the Grolix podcast, the podcast I do with Jesse Kiefer and my girlfriend Melanie. We talk about comics. That's at grolixpodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Grolix Podcast. That's GRAWLIX. Forget Facebook. Facebook's useless. Also, the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network, you'll hear the promo for it, but that's at electronicmediacollective.com. And that is also on Twitter at EMC Pod Network. So that's where you'll find most of my stuff.
Awesome. Rob Wade.
And breathe in. So you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Rob Wade Vision. And then the podcast that Rob mentioned, The Crazy Train, is part of Emotionally 14, which is the blog platform. You can find that on Twitter at Emotionally14, on the web at Emotionally14.com. Randy's right. Facebook is beyond fucking useless. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, we have a page for it just because.
So give us a like.
That's a particular dead horse. I'm still not done flogging. But yeah, the Twitter and Twitter is at Rob Wade Vision is where I'm most active. But I'm also part of Talk Star Wars, which is at Talk Star Wars, talkstarwars.co.uk. And you can find all this stuff fucking everywhere. There's no getting away from me on the internet. I'm just there's no stopping it. It's horrible. And you know, the worst part is I'm not even particularly good at this stuff. I'm just really persistent.
Awesome. So there you have it. Normally I sign off by going over Taste Nudes and Reach Rounds and where to find us, but we're gonna skip all that tonight. So from the first 100 episodes until next week, I'm Rob Cast.
I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
Hey, Roman and Rob. Kyle here from Tumbling Saber. Just dropping in to say congratulations and thank you for 100 hilarious episodes of the Roman Podcast. As someone who sits behind the mic week in, week out, doing his own podcast, I know all too well the time and the prep work and the dedication that podcasting demands. It's a tough gig to stick to. It really takes a lot of focus and discipline to do this week in, week out. So I want to tip my cap to you guys. 100 episodes is quite the benchmark, something to really be proud of. And I'm certainly glad to have found you guys. And I just want to let you know that I appreciate what you do. You guys have become an essential part of my listening week and have been for quite some time. But you guys have found a special spot in my listening playlist for the week. And I save your pod. I know it usually drops on Wednesday midweek, but I always save it for the end of the week, typically. The amount of laughs that I get out of the show, it just puts me in the right frame of mind for the week, for the weekend. And helps me just to put a fork in a long work week. It just sets things nicely for a Friday. So if I had to dredge up a couple of memories over the last 100 episodes, listening to you guys talk about canoes full of moose meat, drilling for oil.
It's a surface thing.
Are just of the couple of highlights that I can recall. What about you, Carter? What do you like about the Roman Pod and Cast?
I like about it punching lasagna.
Punching lasagna? You like when they talked about punching lasagna?
Yeah.
Yay, that was pretty funny too. Well, there you have it from the mouth of babes. Punching lasagna, another indelible classic, as it were, among the many delivered over the last 100 episodes. So that's it, guys. Thank you so much for the laughs. Please keep the show going. Long may it continue. And as a Star Wars podcaster, I'd be remiss if I didn't sign off by saying, may the Force be with you. Cheers.